Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ruthie.
Rory.
We're doing the Zoom kindergartens.
Ugh.
Millions of people are Zooming their educations. And I do want to say this. Everyone right now is having different experiences with their Zoom educations. I just want to highlight those educators out there that are going above and beyond and doing what they can at a time when things are batshit crazy and they're pivoting to make it as educational as they can for children.
100%. While you've been helping your five-year-old with kindergarten, I've been helping my mother learn how to substitute teach on Zoom.
What is that like?
It's like Apocalypse Now meets The Room meets Grey Gardens.
Ugh.
She didn't know how to copy and paste. God bless her.
Yeah.
You know? But that was a whole thing. That was a challenge. But she's got it now.
I'm 40. I don't know how to. I can't ridicule or judge her in any capacity because I know nothing.
Well, it turns out that like a lot of senior citizens now know how to use their phones.
Yes.
And like can use like the touch screen for everything. But then yep. I was like, yeah, just go to your trackpad, highlight, right click. And she's like,
trackpad?
What is a trackpad? And I was like, okay, we need to buy you an external mouse.
What's an internal mouse?
I know. I wish that she and Elliot could just swap and she could be in kindergarten.
Also, substitute teaching over Zoom is a whole other layer of teaching.
It's like, a nightmare.
The kids are already like, oh, that's the teacher on Zoom. And now it's like, oh, that's the substitute teacher. People
leave classroom yeah. like immediately.
People shit on the substitute in person.
I know.
Over Zoom, does your mom still wheel in a television that has a,
that's
a VCR
the safety
yeah,
belt
that's
on the
strapped
top.
On and the VCR DVD player underneath it? Our guest today on the podcast. This is one of my favorite people, one of my favorite guests, one of my favorite comics. Someone who, when I hang out with, it's not often enough. It's like once a year, but it truly is like a Christmas present, and it's an insane ab workout. Getting to hang out and listen to Tig joke around is the absolute best, and we got to do it for an hour.
Her delivery is everything.
It's everything.
So good.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Tig Notaro. Tig, here's the thing. I want to believe that you're just really far away and that microphone is super close to the camera and there's no possible way it's actually that big.
Believe whatever you want. But for the dad podcast, I got the daddy mic.
Really puts ours
to
shame.
That.
Thank you.
It really does.
Wait, hold on one second. Speaking of dads, I need to talk to my roommates very quickly.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, guys. Guys, you're not following the plan we had. I said you could snuggle under the sheets if you're quiet. And now you've appeared and you're being loud. So you have to go in the hallway or your room or go downstairs. You have to. Because this is a very important work assignment I have. You're going to snuggle? Okay, but it has to be quiet.
Just for all of our listeners, to give you a visual, the two boys that she's talking to
are in
their underwear. And everything she just said, they just looked at her like, this is the first we're hearing of any of this.
Of silent snuggling.
Yeah. They were almost like, we were never informed you were working. We were never told we couldn't be loud.
How is this a job?
Yeah. So what
you're
do you
just
mean?
Just talking
you
to that big microphone.
Yeah. They have no idea what I do because every now and then I leave to go work in outer space. Because I'm on Star Trek. I sometimes go tell jokes into a microphone. And then most recently, I was green screened into an action film and I flew a helicopter. So I had a helicopter job for a while. I think they think I just bounce around odd job to odd job. And the word odd in this case is really odd.
I have a job like no others. It's yes. Highly fictionalized.
And sometimes I get on my computer talking to a huge sponge and then call it a day. And somehow we all stay afloat.
Do you, like, with stuff like Star Trek, do they get to see any of, like, what that turns... Like, do you, when you leave to go do a job, what's your limit on what you share with them of, like, seeing you and at your job?
Well, I don't have a limit. They have a limit. Anytime one of my specials or my old TV show, One Mississippi, pops up on Amazon, they do the whole wave it. Like, no.
Swipe it out.
They're looking for Paw Patrol or Octonauts or Lego Movie. And yeah. But they're interested in Star Trek, and they want to see that, but they... As soon as I come on the screen, or any person or alien, they're interested in the aliens, but they really want to see the spaceship flying through outer space. So that's what we fast forward to. I'll try and show them, or Stephanie will say, they call me Mare, which is French for mother. And she'll say, look, there's Mare. And they say, but we want to see the spaceship. And so we look at the spaceship flying, just floating through outer space.
And is there any part of them that's like, so now you're on that? You're in that doing that? Or are they like...
No, they just want to see the space. They don't care where I am. They just want to see the spaceship. Guys, the silent snuggle does not seem to be working. You need to put the sheet over your head.
We should just give them microphones.
How old are they now?
Almost 4.5.
4.5. Oh, my God.
Yeah. When was the first time they saw you on screen? Like, I guess maybe with kids now, since they watch phones and tablets and we can all take video of each other, it's like, maybe it doesn't even... register.
It's truly nothing.
I guess that's when the reality that you come up in, there's probably nothing at any point in your... there's a part of me, it's like maybe they become adults and you win some very prestigious award for something that only then they go, well, now that's neat. Like,
no.
You know, right now, if my parents...
I don't think anything... You think these two ghost heads in my bed snuggling?
They're 25, are just still in their boxer briefs, unwilling.
They have sheets over their heads right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you still think, swiping.
Watch here. I'll try it. Guys, I won a very prestigious award.
But Finn is tickling.
Okay, the answer is, but Finn is tickling me. Okay, there's no tickling. It's silent snuggling, or you have to go out into the hall or in your room.
I love that they're willing to just be, like, there's no toys in that bed. They're just willing to be in there.
Well, no, Elefante and Lammy are in there.
Yeah.
There's Elefante.
How did you get Mare? How did you land on trying to figure out what you wanted? Was that like a conscious decision that you were like, I am mayor. Well, Rory, call me mayor.
I am part of a family with two mothers.
Yes.
So, yes. Yeah, so, Stephanie was mom or mommy. And somehow, we had no idea our children were backwoods country folk. But that we don't know what happened, but they've started calling her Ma. And we don't know of any show they watch that says that. But I figured I would just, my family's French, and that felt like some sort of connection to something.
Yeah.
To have Mayor as my name.
I love it. I remember at one point, and I don't remember when this was, Tig and I have a great relationship of running into each other one time each year at a very random place. But there was one time before they were born that you told me that you loved the name Sheriff for a kid. And I have never forgotten that ever, to the point where I asked my wife, can we steal
that?
I think you told me that. I wanted to steal it.
Well, the birth announcement would have been, there's a new sheriff in town.
Right.
Oh, my God. So
and
good.
Even if it, and everybody was like, but what if it's a girl? And I'm like, all the better. What do you mean, what if it's
but
a girl?
But also,
picture
it works
two little ponies.
Badass.
Of course. Picture a little baby with little pigtails and a diaper toddling towards you, and it's Sheriff Notaro.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And you make her wear like the sheriff star badge thing at all times. No matter
pinned
what.
To her skin.
Yes, a tattoo, a very young tattoo.
But you guys didn't end up going with Sheriff, though.
Well, no, because Rory's probably talking about a time. Well, actually, Stephanie was kind of open to it.
Yeah.
But I think it was probably a time before Stephanie and I got together.
I think so, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, because I was trying to, and I was on the path of having a child before I met Stephanie.
Right.
And then when I met her, she happens to be 15 years younger than me, and I was so scared to tell her that not only was I considering it, I was in the middle of the IVF process,
right?
And I had just come out of having invasive cancer. I just didn't look like a really great candidate to you know, like, oh, I'm going to hook up with this old lady that's going through IVF, and she has this deadly illness. Yeah, I'm going to hitch my wagon to that. And so I didn't tell her. I mean, she knew I had been sick.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell her that I was that I was injecting my stomach with needles and my thighs. You know, I'd have to, they were all, when you're in, doing IVF, you're on this really rigid time frame each day of when you have to inject yourself. I remember one time being on Fairfax. I was in traffic. We were not moving. And I pulled over to a strip mall, just like some disgusting strip mall, and injected my stomach and just hopped back on the road and was just fingers crossed, I'm going to be a mommy.
There is no one seeing that out of the corner of their eye thinking that has anything to do with trying to have a child.
Exactly. Right. And I, you know,
what's she doing over
my
health, Radio Shack? Well, it's got to be heroin.
But also in Los Angeles, everyone's like, whatever.
Well, look who's back.
Yeah.
At Radio Shack. It's my go-to place. But yeah, IVF was, it was intense. And Stephanie, I hid it from her for quite a while. And then somebody said something, or I had some doctor's appointment. And then I said, listen, here's what's going on. I was just trying to put off telling you because I wanted to, I just was scared all of it would look really unattractive. And she said that, and we were truly a month into dating.
Yeah.
She hadn't even dated a woman. There was so much where I was like, I'm going to scare her off. And then I thought maybe we'd date for a little bit and she'd realize that she didn't want to be with me, or maybe we'd date a little bit and then this package would look appealing.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to do. And so I finally told her after I had this appointment or somebody mentioned something, and she said, I want to be a part of that. I want to go to the appointments with you. I was just blown away.
How did you tell her? Were you so nervous?
Yeah, I was so nervous.
Hold on. Did you just pull into yes, Radio Shack? Whip out a needle and go, I got to tell you.
Yes.
Whip out a needle.
I want to share everything with you, so I want you to know my favorite thing to do every day.
The employees of Radio Shack came out in gloves to help.
Yeah.
They started assisting.
They started bringing out orange juice with a little straw in it and graham crackers.
I was very scared because she was the first person I had been with that I really hoped I ended up with.
Yeah.
And so it felt like it was all happening at the wrong time, potentially.
Yeah.
And we're going on 8 years, so.
That's amazing.
There are very few people that meet someone and open with, I am currently trying to be a parent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm so inspired by that because I'm in my late 30s and like I'm single. So when you think about meeting somebody, like the last thing you want to be is like, and how do you feel about having kids?
like on the first date, the very first date.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah. Cause it's not a conversation where I was saying, I hope to have kids one day. I was saying, like, listen, I'm getting older. I've been really sick and I really do want kids. And I'm hoping that if my health keeps going on the right track, that I can line this up and have kids. And
there's nothing like your, there's nothing like your son behind you going, boring. He like yawned loud.
We've heard this story
Cut
before.
Cut some of the words out. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learn to edit, Mayor. So, yeah, I was very much neck deep in it all. And I also knew it was not negotiable for me because I was not in a place where I could meet somebody who was saying, I don't want kids, because I knew I for sure did, whether it was through IVF or adoption or whatever was coming. There was nothing that was going to get me off of that path.
Yeah.
And luckily, when I met Stephanie, she wanted 5 kids.
Oh my God.
And now that we have 2.
And then you
she does
rejected
not
her.
Any longer. No, I actually, I was going for 1.
Yeah.
And when she said 5, I thought, wow, I never thought about that, but it sounded fun with her.
Yeah.
And so I felt open.
Oh, that's cool.
And then after we had twins, she said, you know what? I no longer want 5. And then I was like, but I had it in my head that we were going to have just this little family band, you know, that we were going to be a Partridge Family. Yeah.
And then you're heading back to Radio Shack behind her back.
No, then I started to want to adopt siblings. I thought, okay, I can't go through, my age really started to become an issue. And I also wanted to adopt, but I thought that it would be fun to find a couple of siblings that were maybe, you know, somewhere between 1 and 3 or something, and then throw them into our situation and call it a family.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
I have a question that maybe this is a dumb question because I actually don't know when you do the IVF stuff. I don't know. Like,
it was Stephanie's eggs and my sperm.
So Stephanie's eggs and your sperm. Is there a... Okay. Do you get to decide if you're going to have twins? Is that even... Like,
well, what we did was put three embryos in.
So then it was like likely going to be twins.
It was likely going to be one, two, or three.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine having twins? Because you knew, always knew you wanted to be a parent, but...
Yeah, I always thought that I was going to be a single parent because I just had never had a trusted dating life. I felt like I was always had a girlfriend, but there was never any relationship that really seemed like a long-term pairing.
Yeah.
Were any of those relationships with someone who was also in comedy?
All of them.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, whether it was stand-up or a writer or something, they were always funny people. I don't know. Whatever led me to where I am now, I had to go through. And I feel like I had to meet Stephanie and I had to go through exactly what I went through. But I just didn't see the life. I didn't see marriage. I didn't see twins. I didn't see any. I didn't see being on Star Trek.
One thing I always saw for you. I was like, she is going to end up on Star Trek.
Okay, life did not go where I thought it was going to go. And all through being sick to finding Stephanie to having twins, I've really, really started to believe in, and I don't mean to turn it serious and cheesy, but trusting life.
Right.
And I feel like that doesn't mean that it will be positive. It just means to trust where you are and where it's headed.
Yeah.
And that is what I've had to do over the years, because even after I was sick in 2012, I'm actually stronger and healthier than I've been in almost 8 years, but I've been in and out of the hospital. I've been in and out of surgeries. I've been in and out of monitoring things with doctors. But I, in the past 5 months, have been healthier and stronger than I've been in years. And I've really had to believe in trusting life. And people think I say that because I'm happily married with two. I know he pooped. And I, can you guys hold on 1 second? And this is part of trusting
Absolutely.
Life. I have, my son yeah. pooped and I'm home alone.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love that I can relate to this. Yeah, go do what you need to do. Okay. I fully understand this moment.
Hold on.
Going back to what you said about like expectations and stuff, I know what you mean, mm-hmm. Especially as comics, because I feel like in many ways we are so cynical. But then also, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's about having kids or what, but there's like a light bulb that kind of goes off where you kind of turn a little bit away from the cynical and you're more in this frame of like, yeah, life is a journey. And you find yourself saying these things to people and you can tell they're like, did you join a cult? What? You didn't used to be like this.
I know I didn't.
I don't know. I guess that's parenthood, that you just suddenly you go, oh, don't try to make any plans because it's foolish. It's a foolish mistake.
And I think about all the time how before I had kids, before I was married, I always felt like I would never move out to the suburbs. I would never move anywhere other than the cool area of a city to live right. in. And we still live in a cool area of the city. But if you think I'm not constantly trying to convince Stephanie to move out of Los Angeles or to
yes.
the suburbs yes. or the country, you're out of your mind. If you think that I mean, because as soon as they were born, I did start to think, what are we doing in this town? What are we yes. doing in the, what are we doing?
Right.
It all of a sudden made absolutely no sense.
And how expensive it is. You're like, this is, insane. It's like suddenly the blinders come off and you're like, oh, there's
completely
so many other places. Just,
as soon as you bring kids in to the equation, you start to really evaluate things so differently. And it's 100% what is best for them, what is best for their future, and what's going to happen when I'm no longer here.
Yeah.
That's the whole plan that I'm on.
I get that 100% because there's a part of me that's also wow. like, what is the age I feel like I need to get to where I can then go, all right, you're on your own now. I'm clocking out. I'm out of here. Just get me to like 70. If I can get to 70, she's enough of an adult.
That you don't have to be constantly worrying. Is that what you're saying?
No, when I can die. When I can just die and be like, okay, you are, the world is now yours.
Now, are you okay with dying? Are you excited to die?
I think I'm more...
Is this a cry for help?
This is a cry for help, and that's why this podcast is called Dads.
I used to want to just be 65, and I thought, well, that's fine. I could just die. And then I met Stephanie, and she's 15 years younger, and she wants us to die together. And I was trying to explain how she's going to have to die alone because yeah. I'm 15 years older with health issues. And her dream is to live to be 100.
No.
And I was saying, but that means I'd have to be 115.
And that's just, and I just don't see that for you. I just don't see that for you.
I think I am going to live longer than 65. And I want to now because of her yeah. and because of our little cubs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the health thing is because I, and maybe you sense this too, you feel this need to be available to protect your children. Even at a young age where obviously that's like the job, but you can mm-hmm. sort of like, as you look down the road and you think about getting older and I mean like getting into like 65 and 70 and stuff, you start to, you're like, oh, even though they would be adults who have to care for themselves and learn the world, you're still like, no, no one's going to fuck with them. I'm going to still make sure they're
Which,
okay.
Which, by the way, 65 is 15 years away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long
no,
time.
70
that's
a is long, 20 years
that's a,
away
That's a long
me.
Time.
It it's is pretty not.
Those kids
when you
are still
going like
to be silently
that.
Snuggling yeah. when you turn 70.
Yeah. I have no doubt these guys will still be living here silently snuggling when I'm 70.
They're like, they, she's still talking into that big microphone.
Yeah. No, yeah. roles will be reversed. They'll be doing this. She's just in the bed yeah. back there. Yelling at them yeah. like, yeah, mare.
They'll be like, mare, silent snuggling.
Silence,
snuggling
mare.
Mare.
Silence. Yeah.
Ma and mare.
Ma.
Silent snuggling. Yeah.
They're always chewing hay.
Ma and mare.
Ma.
Yeah.
You're eating. How's that?
It could be.
Oh, I like this.
I do,
Rory,
too.
How's it
I
going?
Do, too.
I've been studying during the pandemic to be a plant-based nutritionist.
Is this true?
Oh.
It is. You know, for me, it was health. And I shifted everything, and luckily Stephanie went with me on it, and our whole family is plant-based. And it's something that if I'm not eating this way, I think I would be sick and in pain all over again.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And so that really shifted it for me. For some people, it's animals. For some people, it's the environment. And I think that there yeah. has to be something tangible for you that can ground you in it.
Yeah.
How do you do it with kids? I'm always curious because I still eat meat, but I grew up in a meat eating family. And mm-hmm. growing up, like there was one kid that was a vegetarian and everyone was like, oh, she's a vegetarian.
Outcast.
And it was like this thing. Now it's so much different. But how do your kids not eat meat or
they
anything
are,
when you go to someone's house or something? Like, or
they
how does
are
that not
hilariously
happen?
More hardcore than we are. In fact, it is so funny. We went to my hometown in Mississippi for the 4th of July last year, and uh-huh. everybody, all the locals bring out, you know, huge pieces
potluck.
Of
potluck.
Yeah, it's a yeah. potluck bonfire on the beach. And so everyone's dragging their wood and their deep fried whatever out and displaying it on the tables. And we were hanging out with my family. And then I asked if my sons wanted to go over and get something to eat. And we were perusing through the options. And this man turned to Max and he said, "Hey, son, you want a hot dog?" And Max said, "No, thanks. I'm vegan." And he was 3 and a half at that time.
Right. Oh, right. My God.
So they're
That's really cute.
Strict about it.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places. Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, Tig, I realized that it has been a year since you and I were in the back of that van and you showed me the video of the two boys in the pageant or whatever that show was where they just stared blankly. And I had to tell you to like stop so I could breathe for a minute because I was laughing.
The video was my sons had just started preschool and there was an assembly and they started preschool late. So the rest of the kids had already been there and had already been students at the school for months. And my sons joined and they had only been there that week. And the assembly came around and all the kids,
parents are invited. They're
parents,
all there.
Grandparents, yeah. Everyone was there. And all the kids in the school knew the words and the dance moves. And some of the dance moves included dropping to the floor and staying on the floor. And then my son, Finn, was just standing there with his hands in his pockets, staring blankly at the audience while the entire class was sitting on the floor.
Yes. And the look on his face is like, you guys are all insane. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. What is happening? Do you remember that, Finn? Yes. That was so funny.
Truly the funniest thing in the back of that van a year ago.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Tig, we'll let you get back to having to wipe some butts.
It's what it's about.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are very cute.
This is the best.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. What a delight.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our dear friend Tig Notaro giving us an hour of her time and her two boys giving a little bit of their time popping in and out there to say hello to us. If you love Tig, and I don't know how you don't, and you probably also already know this, but if you don't, get on Netflix, check out her specials. She's got one, her first one, Boyish Girl Interrupted, and then her second one, Happy to Be Here. It's truly so great to spend time with her. I mean, what a great conversation. What a great person.
And her documentary, Tig, too.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely.
So good.
Yes.
You cry the whole time.
Okay, Ruthie. Yeah.
All sorry.
All right.
It's emotional.
All right.
It's funny and heartfelt.
And if you want more of Tig, she's got a podcast, which we always feel very nervous recommending other people's podcasts because people then drift over there. And if they don't come back, that really hurts us. So
it's true.
Hurts our feelings. So check out her podcast if you get a chance. It's called Don't Ask Tig. And it's full of her non-expert takes on everything.
Well, that's it for our show. We'll be back with a brand new show next week. Dads, the podcast is produced by Jen Samples, Nick Liao, and me, Ruthie Wyatt. Our executive producers are Joanna Solotaroff, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross. Engineering by Will Becton and Anya Jashik. Our theme song is by Strange Hotels with additional music by John Danik. Special thanks to Sean Doherty.
And as always, you guys can keep up with Dads the Podcast by following us on Instagram at Team Coco Podcasts. And when you get there, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Wherever you get your podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. It does us a huge solid on growing our fan base and our listenership, and we very much appreciate it. After you rate, review, and subscribe, tell 400 people. It's the least you could do. You have the time, and you know it. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.